We're up in Tesser Mar Aleph, the middle of the page. We're about a revius of blood.
Now he says he buys from the merchant in small quantities.
Yeah, a wholesaler. Amalei. Anyhow, so he asked the shayla whether in the story over there about the donkey of the Rebbe who died and there was a blood and there wasn't metame. Is it because it wasn't the right amount? And his Rebbe beat him up for even asking the questions, explaining why he beat him up, because he was totally unsettled. He's nervous. He doesn't know if he'll have food for tomorrow. And he's explaining the pasuk there in Teicha where he said, in the middle of the page, begin de la, amale begin de la, where are we? Okay, then it's in the pasuk. You don't have faith in your life. You buy from a bakery. You buy from a bakery because what happens if you don't? The bakery has no food anymore to sell to you or something. I'm one of those people. I don't have a farm on my own. I have to rely on a baker, and I'm always nervous. Am I going to have food tomorrow? So because I'm nervous, therefore you ask me a question and you're proud of me, and I'm not settled. I hit him on the head. Says Gemara, my kedon hayid, and so what's the part of the bottom line? Is it that the blood generally is not metame of the animal, or is it dafka because it didn't meet the size of the vis? Rabbi Shua ben Pseida, hey, Rabbi Shua ben Pseida, al dam nevela. Rabbi Shua ben Pseida said, he said, testified that the blood of a nevela should be toy. The blood of a nevela is toy. So right now we think it means completely toy. It doesn't matter what size it is, what quantity it is. Mao toy. So you want to ask, know what toy means? Toy means that toy melahachshir. We know that there are seven types of liquids that prepare. If it comes in contact with foods, it prepares it to mekabel tumah. One of them is blood. You want you to know that this is not the blood that's machshir mekabel tumah. It's a different kind of blood. It's only the blood that comes out during shchit of an animal that we call dam shaisis. Only that kind of blood is what prepares other things with tumah. That's what he's talking about here. He's not talking about over here like you think. He's talking about tameh. He's talking about the lahachshir. But maybe it'll be metameh. It is metameh. Abel, the tameh is metameh because it is metameh. How do you know? So what do you bring an eye from him regarding blood, whether it's metame or not? So Gemara says, no. Tama, we learned over there, Tanini, we learned, dam ha-sheretz kipsore, that the blood of a sheretz has the same din of the basar. We know that the basar of a sheretz is metame, the size of a lentil, size of a dasha. And the blood of a sheretz has the same din like the sheretz. Metame, but in what sense? It's only metame and the ein machshir. It's only metame, but it's not able, that size, quantity, is only able to metame other foods, but it's not able to be machshir other foods. We don't have anything similar to it. V'shir tumasai, shadamai metame kipsarai. We have nothing else. No, this is the only, and it says this is the only thing that's metame the size of a basar. Everything else, it's metame, you need a levius. So for ket, we see clearly from here, or this is the only one that we have, the only dam that's metame. Only dam and metame is by a sheretz, and the din of dam metame sheretz is the size of is the same din as the flesh, which is the size of a dasha. So, which means everything else is tore completely. It's not metame at all, blood. That's what we see from this lashon of brisa. Rabbi Yosi says the truth of the matter is you're saying that dam of an avela by of an animal is not metame at all. The truth of the matter is that pligi but today amorayin is actually two amorayin. They're arguing here. Chadam one says tummy. One says that it is metame, and v'chadam, one says, toy is toy. Mando, amad, the tame, one says, tame is k'rab Yehuda. One says, tame holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which Rabbi Shumalei before as well. That it says that it's tame, v'mando, amad, toy, one says, toy, holds like Yeshua, ben Pseida, Yeshua ben Pseida, who testified that that the blood of a nevela is toy. Says Gemara, this is Machlekes. Rabavu, parentheses. Okay, Amar Rabav, Rabav Doim Adim in the Chaisa, the Yoyis, and this is good. Rabbi Yehuda Marayin Ben Seihave. Rabbi Yehuda, the one who paskened by the Nasi's house. So therefore, if he says that it's Tamei, then we know that that's the Halacha. The Dam Nevela is Tamei as well. Metamei. Back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that you have to be so careful when you. Revius. Back to the Mishnah before, we said that you have to be very careful if you're a gabbai tzedakah. You shouldn't have a hem in your dress because people shouldn't accuse you of stealing money and all those kind of things. Or you shouldn't wear tefillin because they might store it in your tefillin or in your kameya. And then he says also that we have to be make sure that you're very careful. We don't want people, because if this guy, and they have to talk to him all the time, and they and all the kind of thing. Because people will talk. If he becomes poor, people say, oh, he deserves to become poor. He's a ganef. And if he becomes rich, they'll say, oh, he embezzled money. That's why he's rich. Says the Gemara, Tanya Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel, he says that kavod, somebody has a lot of hair, la yitrim, the gabbai should not be somebody has a lot of hair, because he can then hide, embezzle the money and hide it in his hair. If nay, he should be bald or very short hair, closely cropped. If nay, achshad, because of achshad. Tony, hagizborin, the gizborin, haye mefasfazin bekilklin. If a guy, the guy who went in to do all this work with the money, they would then check his hair, they would hit him and tap him on the hair to see if there's any hard surfaces there, any coins buried there, stashed away. Tony, we learn further, medabrin haye imay b'shoshu nichnatshoshu yetsi. The guy who went in there, he used to talk to him all the time until he went out. In other words, to make sure that he doesn't put anything in his mouth. Because otherwise he'll hide things in his mouth. Ask the Gemara, v'yimale pumim. Maya, why did he just fill up his mouth with water so he can't put anything in his mouth? This person who does this mitzvah makes a bracha on the mitzvah of truma, and he can't make a bracha with his mouth full of water. So this way they talk to him all the time, and then he makes a bracha and they keep talking to him. But he's doing it all the time. He already has money in his hand, and once he does the first coin. And interesting, you can make a bracha. How do you know you make a bracha on this? We make a bracha on truma. So we're saying now that if the guy you're setting out his duck also makes a bracha. What bracha? The same bracha of truma. But where do we know that you have to make a bracha on this? And then every tzedakah that we should make a bracha. We don't make a bracha on tzedakah when we give tzedakah because you know we need. You're not doing the carbon yet. What you're doing is you're taking the money from the big box and putting it in the small boxes, which later you're going to use for kabbonis. So what bracha you making? What mitzvah are you doing right now?
At what point in time do you make a...
So you should do one or two points, either when you buy the animal or in the beginning when the people put the money in the box. This stage is right in the middle. There's nothing happening. All you're doing is transferring from a large box to a small box. What mitzvah are you doing here? You just brought it a step closer. So why should you be making a bracha now at this stage? I haven't seen him before, Shiva, I don't know. Fighting him mother, Rashmur Nach Mashay Rabbi Anderson, but Tayyid Vim Xuvi Matsano, we find Shadn Yotzi, Lotzi de Briyas, Kedersh, Lotzi de Makim, but just like we had in the Mishnah, where we Mishnah wrote Tupsukim, we find a Pasuk in the Tayyid Vim Xuvi, each of these places that a person has to not only be honest in the eyes of Hashem, you also be honest in the eyes of people. People shouldn't be chayshed you. Betaydim and I, we know already from Moshe Rabbeinu, Bnei Reuven, Bnei Gad, Chsiva says, Vayisim, Kim Hashem, so you go to war then, and you'll be honest in the eyes of everybody. What's it talking about over there? So you should be pure in the eyes of Hashem and Eden. I don't remember what he's talking about over there. Yisrael who yada and the Eden will know as well. He said in the Mishnah that you should find the charm and good wisdom in the eyes of Hashem and the eyes of people. Gamliel Zuga. Gamliel was basically a shatchan. He was out there trying to match people. So they asked him, which is the most important thing? Which positive thing is the most important? All of them demonstrate that you have to be honest in the eyes of people, in the eyes of the Eibishter. Not exactly sure what Gemara is saying. First, it wasn't a gay here that he was a shatchan. And second of all, if you have a pasuk in the Torah and a pasuk in the Nach, then obviously a pasuk in the Torah is the strongest. So what did they ask him, and then why did he answer? As if this pasuk is more mefurish than the other pasukim. So chein v'seichel toy be'en elikim v'odam is not good enough. V'yisin nekiim, because maybe nekiim is the emphasis only on honesty, and the other one is overall. Sorry?
Chakmei Chadotin says it's a tzivoy. The others are
good idea. Okay, that could be. What about the fact that this is in the Torah versus all the other ones are in the are Nach? And Torah obviously is more powerful than Nach. Okay, Vaitik Mishnah, Shal Beis, Rabbi Gamliel. In the family of Gamliel, what they did was, they would go in when they would bring the Shkolim. The shakel bein etzba oisav. They would walk into the room and they had the shkolim in their hand and their fingers. The zarka lifnat tayden. They would throw it straight at the person standing there. And they wanted to make sure that he catches the coin and their coin gets into the box. That's not from the leftovers. Remember, had a machlik is what happens to the leftovers if the shrine go to Nadava, or they're also part of it. They wanted to make sure that their money gets him. We'll soon see why. Hatoyde Miskavin, the person who was standing there and separating the money, he tak intended to catch the money and he had a mind to family gamliel. The dach for the terakup, and he put it into the smaller boxes. The person who's doing this transfer, before he did it, he would ask permission. Should I? And they would say three times, trim. Taught him as a Rishayna, he would remember we had three boxes. So he would take from the very big one and he would put it into the first box. And then he would cover it with skin. Then, v'chifu b'ketavla, you cover with skin. Then Ashniya, then he went to the second, there were three big boxes of nine saw each in this room. He went to the second big box, and Ashniya v'chifu b'ketavlois, and then he put it into the second box and he covered his skin. And then Ashlishis, then he did the third box, but loy hoya nichfa, he did not cover it this time. Why didn't they cover it? Well, the reason why they covered it is so that next time, remember three periods in the year, that will be the first box. Why did they cover the other one? Because maybe the next time they'll go first to those they already took from this time. The first box, they said, this is for the people of Israel. And the second box for those people in the country surrounding Israel, like Surya and all those. Vashlishis, L'shem Babel, L'shem Madai, for the far, those who are far away, L'shem Medinais, Harachaikis, for those who live far, far away. Says the Gemara, but not that it was only for those people. Everything was for everybody. But this is, they just said it as a token reminder for those people that they should be involved. Gemara asks, what was the point? Let's say you have two measurements of tevuah. And you give truma from one of the measurements, but you have in mind the other one. Isn't that included? Say, look over here. When all the coins got mixed up together, does it have to be your coin that is being used for the carbon? It doesn't matter. It's collective. And we say that what? It's community-oriented, these kabbalists. It doesn't matter if it's your coin, because all the coins now belongs to everybody. So what was it, the family Gamaliel so particular that Dafka, their coin should be the one in the box? So he says, Hanachas havehulahem, ruach hulahem. They had a special nachas. Even though Alpi Halacha didn't make a difference, but they got a special satisfaction knowing that their coin was in that box and that their coin was going to do the trick. We learned, Tony, we learned, Shamat is akatavlois, when they took off all the three after the third time and they took off all the cloths, is Kulan Shirayim, the rest all become leftovers. And what do you do with leftovers? So we left over, you use them for the Dovah Mizbech, no longer used for carbon tamid or whatever these come on, it's just used to keep the Mizbech occupied. Tani, we learned that Shlishi, that third big box, which was, remember, we learned before, that was for the people from overseas, he, Hoysa as Shira Shibikulan, that was the one that had the most money. Why? People came from overseas and they sent money, they sent large sums of money, so there's a lot of money in there. Tony, we learned, told him, as you said in the Mishnah, the Torah.
That means there wasn't actual
max
shekels that were being put in. It wasn't being changed either.
Yeah.
It made it easy for you to carry it, but it wasn't changed back to max shekel.
Yeah. That's right, yeah. Sitting more now. Tell me, learn. Tell him instead of shame. He made Yisrael. The first one he did for Yisrael. Shame call Yisrael. Shni the shame. Krachim a kafim. Shame call Yisrael. Eden vashli shame kubavu. Model shame edin. All the shame call Yisrael. That was really every one of these boxes he had entire call Yisrael. But you nominated on each box. This is Yisrael, the locals and everybody else. This is for the neighboring cities and everybody else. And this is for the distant cities. This is what everyone got to mention. Tell me, learn. Not from the shame. They took from the first box. And after a while, you know, they have, remember now they filled up three boxes. So how did it work? Not the pshat is, you know, the three smaller boxes of three. So that's why they finished the first box. Then they moved to the second, then they moved to the third. No. They used the first box for a while. Let's say they knew they're going to have 3 months now. Let's say, or 2 months, or whatever it is, or between Tishrei and Pesach, they had 6 months. So they knew after 2 months, they moved to this box number two. Even though there might still be some money left in box number one, it doesn't matter. They moved to box number two. And after 2 months, they moved to box number three, even though there's remaining money.
So that was that divide and the time just.
That's what it seems like. I don't say how they did it, but that's what it seems logically. Tony, not from the Shina Afa Pishiyas, but Shina Nakhman Shni, and even though there was some left over in the first one, they moved on to the second. Nakhman Shni, Afa Pishiyas, Bishni, and Nakhman Shlishis. And then even though there was a second, they moved to the third. Shlomo Shlishis, let's say they finished the third. It sounds to me they didn't exactly work on a timetable. They just, whatever, they looked like it was, you know, after a while, moved. Then finally the third one, they just continued till they finished. Chazal, they finished the third, then they went back to Chazal Shnei to the second one. And Shalmo Shnei, they finished the second one, Chazal Shnei went back to the first one. Shalmo Shlashan, what happened with all three boxes? That happened that year, they had to use a lot of kabbanis, and they used up all three boxes. Then Chayze V'Shaykel, then they go ahead and make another, you go again, and you take from the big box, you put it in. They take the new shkolim. They get new shkolim. Rameir says, Chayze L'Shirayim. Rameir says, no, the Shirayim, you hold that the Shirayim was no good. You say the Shirayim was meant from the Dovah, so therefore you had to make a new shekel, a new appeal. I say the Shirayim can be used also for these kabbanis. Shemeir says that Moilim b'Shirayim, that these Shirayim are just as holy as the rest, and if you use it for yourself, you're a gan if you're Moil from Hegish. Why could they can be used for kabbanis? Shemish Tachlem b'Sayim, because what if you run out? You can then go back to the Shirayim as well. Now, this is L'cheid and nothing to do with here, but back to what we learned before in the Mishnah about you should be Nikim Hashem Yisrael. So the Gemara brings this thing here, which we have in Avodah Zarah as well. A little bit different gifts are there, but the same idea. Pichas ben Yoy said, Zrizas, maybe Linikias, that if somebody does great haste and is not lazy, brings him also that he should be honest or cleanliness. Nikias, maybe Tahara, and honesty or cleanliness brings you to Tahara, purity. Tahara, maybe Kedusha, purity brings you to sanctity. Kedusha, maybe the Anova, sanctity brings you to humility. Anova, maybe the Yizchet, and humility brings you to being Yorichet. The God fearing. Yadichet, Yiras Chet, Mevil Dei Chasidus. And Yiras Chet will bring you to Chasidus. And this is what the Rebbe Masich wants to explain why we say a person should be a Chayil, a Chasid, Yerushimayim, and Lamdan. When the Gemara says here the order is reverse, Yerushimayim has to be first before Chasid. Can't remember if I already have answered. And Chasidus, Mevil Dei Ruch HaKadosh. And Chasidus brings you to Ruch HaKadosh. And Ruach HaKadosh will be the Chesed Meisim. Ruach HaKadosh then can bring you the power that you can bring to Chesed Meisim. We'll see later the Pesukim we bring. Now the Gemara, he brings all the Pesukim. Chesed Meisim will be the Eliyahu Zohar Tov. Chesed Meisim brings you to the Zohar Tov, brings you to the Eliyahu Zohar Tov. Which is in your Mashiach. Which again, the order of Lachar should be reversed. Zizus may be the Nekiah. Zizus brings the Nekiah. The Chivet Tzeh, V'chilu Mechaper. And it says, V'chilu Mechaper. He ends from her kapara. So how does that bring a raya? That Jesus brings it to Nikias. What's the raya from that pasuk? Chila mechaper zakeidushi. Chila will teaching him means me to be quick, to be hasty. Yes, a kapara is Nikias, same thing. Okay. So through Jesus comes that. Okay, baiter. And the key is mevil the tara, and this brings the tara. The chibur says v'chiper la'akoyin v'tara. And so after kapara comes tehera. And then it says v'tara mevil the kedusha ha'natar min kedusha. The chibur says pasig v'tara v'kachay. That the tara brings you to kedusha. Kedusha mevil the anava brings you to anava. The chibur says kikoyim Hashem ram v'nisa shaychen ad v'kodesh mai morim v'kodesh eshkem v'zdaka v'shvaruach. Where am I going to rest? By dafke daka v'shvaruach. So we see that what? That this brings you to another. Kedusha, the Ebishter brings you to another. Then it says, Anova bevid yiris chet. Anova brings you chet. It says, Ekev Anova yiris Hashem, yiris Hashem. So it says there that because of Anova, you come to yiris Hashem. Sounds like to me that's a reward rather than an avoida. Yiras chet mevil de chesidus. That brings you to chesidus. Ches Hashem me'eilam v'ad eilam al yireyev. That chesed of Hashem is forever al yireyev. So we see that the chesed falls on those who fear him. So we see that what? That yiras chet brings you to the next step, which is chesedus. Then it's a chassim every day to chokaydish, brings you to chokaydish. Chassim says, "Oz debarta bechazoin lechassidecha." Then you will speak bechazoin in your visions lechassidecha. So we see that when does the Eibusher appear to the people when they're chassidim already? So ruach hakodesh are only those who are already chassidim, and ruach hakodesh meviyah tchilas ameisim. And because it says the pasuk, "Venasati ruchi bechel, I'll give you my spirit," which is ruach hakodesh, and then v'chayisem, and you will come to life with tchilas ameisim. So we see that what that ruach hakodesh brings tchilas ameisim. And then it says, "Ruchis ameisim meviyah de'elio zochot tayv." Ruchis brings elio. The chiv says, "Here noichi shalach elio. I will bring you bring elio novi. I'll bring you elio novi." Yom Hashem HaGodol V'Hanoida, a big day, and that's the Heishel Rabbanim. So what does that have to do with Tchias HaMeisim? How do we see from here that Tchias HaMeisim will bring to Eliyahu HaNavi? Because Yom HaDin HaGodol, I guess, is the day of Tchias HaMeisim. So it sounds like Eliyahu come before Tchias HaMeisim then. And then it says Yom HaGodol. It does not show that Yom HaGodol Vaneida that Eliyahu HaNavi comes for Tchias HaMeisim. No, how do you see from here?
Upon which the dead will be resurrected.
Yeah.
The verse states that this day will be preceded by the Eliyahu.
Preceded, exactly. So Eliyahu comes first. So it's the opposite of what it says here.
Since his coming is needed for the resurrection.
So which is first? So Eliyahu is first.
So
it's chronologically Eliyahu comes first, but he's there.
Since his coming is needed for the resurrection, the Braisa states that his coming is caused by the resurrection.
So even though chronologically he comes first, but he's only coming in order to do the Tchias HaMeisim. Uh-huh. Okay. Tana, now this is interesting. Tana, we learned B'Shem Rameyer. Kol Misha Kavua B'Ad Yisrael. Anybody lives in Ad Yisrael permanently, not just a tourist. Umidabe B'Loshon HaKodesh, and speaks Loshon HaKodesh. V'Oichel Peiroisa B'Tara, that he eats the fruits of Ad Yisrael. B'Tara. But not enough to live in Israel. You actually have to be Shema Tev Mitzvah as well. Then, Yehei Mevusash Ben Olam Habu. He's guaranteed that he'll be a Ben Olam Habu. And the Mephoshim say over here that says, Koide Krishma, Baboyke Be'erev, doesn't mean Krishma means learning Taitav. Actually, Abaye learns in the Gemara that Baboyke Be'erev is Ahobadiva Taitav Ksiv, Gemara Menachas, and so on. So it seems to me you have to do all four things. Not just in our Gemara Ksuvas in the end, it says if you live in Yisrael, you know, all the great Yisrael living. Here it says no. You live in Yisrael, you have to speak Lashon Kodesh, and as Rebbe Rashab says, but not Ivrit. And you have to. Says they're not Ivrit. That long letter. And what do you call it? Eat Peiroisa B'Tara. I'm not sure exactly what that means, how that manifests today. And you have to be Shema Tei Mitzvahs and learn Taita. Then you're guaranteed Olam Haba. What does it mean to eat the Peiros of Batara? There's no Tumi. What do you mean by that, Batara?
Can't be Tumi. What's the big deal?
Because everyone's Tumi. How can that be Tumi? There's no Paradum to it. It's impossible. So why say something impossible in the Finding Gemara as well? What's the point of making something that's impossible to happen? What does it mean, Lepoil?
He
doesn't say that. And Algamar doesn't mention this.
He's saying that you just have to live there, exactly.
Yeah.
So I'm saying follow that.
Okay. Actually, over there it says if you just walk 4 amas, that's all you're yotz. You don't have to live there either.
Okay.
So you're already yotz. We're all yotz. Okay, weiter. Hadna log peide b'shloshe prakim. Mishneh hatrum ma hoya oisim bo. So what do they do now with this money? Loikhin ba, they used to buy with this money to midin umusafim. They bought with this money all the kabanas, the carbon tamid twice a day, the musafim for Shabbos and Yantiv, the niskeim, and also the nesachim that go with these kabanas musaf, ha'oimer, the carbon ha'oimer, shtei alechem, and the shtei alechem, which is a shavuos, lechem aponim, which is every Shabbos, the chol kabanas atzibur, and all the other kabanas atzibur, shchedish, and so on. Then he says here, what else they do with the money? How did they have Eimen Shmita in all of the plant? So the Svichin, the weeds that grew and the fields that they used to use the Eimen from, they used to, which they didn't plant in Shmita, but they used to have people guarding it, making sure that for the Beis HaMikdash they would guard it, even though it's supposed to be Hefker Shmita, but they used to guard the Beis HaMikdash to make sure that they had an Eimer to use. Now these people, the Machlekes, if they were allowed to get paid or not, were they Hashem Echinu or Hashem Esachar? So here he says, they got paid. And where did they get, who paid them? From this Truma. So that's another, budgetary outlay that they had from this Shkolim, that they used to pay these people. However, Rabbi Yezi says, Av horoitze misnadiv shem mechina. He said, no, we don't need to pay them. No, according to Talikama, you're not allowed to have volunteers. We don't want volunteers. We want you to pay them. Because when they volunteer, then they have a chelik in it. And the question is, when they have a chelik in it, do they really give it wholeheartedly away to the Beis HaMikdash, or they always feel that they work so hard for it, it's theirs? They feel they have some balabatishkeit over it, which is going to impact on the tziburi here, because the whole idea of tziburi is that it belongs to everybody equally. So the Tanakh Kama said that people have this problem, that's why it's better to pay workers than to have volunteers, because people, when they work for you, they know whatever they're doing it for you, for the Maisid. If they're volunteers, they all think that they're in control. They all think they're, who are you to tell me what to do? I'm the one who puts all this time and effort. That's what the Tanakh Kama says. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, people have the ability that even though they volunteer, that they believe that this belongs to the whole community and they have no more rights to it than anybody else. So it's very interesting, machlokes, the psychology of how people work.
So with any hektus?
Any volunteer, yes. It's a big machlokes. First of all, today in the whole world, it's better to have volunteers or to pay on anything, in any institution. And this very argument. A board of volunteers.
No, I'm talking about time. It's maybe, yeah. Time someone gave hektish.
No, you didn't. When did you give a hektish? It was always personal. That was always personal.
Yeah, but you could always say the guy didn't really give it.
Yeah, who cares? But it's you personal. It's your carbon.
You had a Moshe Pesach. If you fire chometz and it's hektish, you don't have to cover it.
Yeah, but that's hektish is money. But yeah, but you have a Pesach turns to shlem. That's your carbon shlem. Whatever you donate to Beis HaMikdash, it's your. At the end of the day, it's yours. Here we're talking about kabbonat sibur, which is tamid musaf shtei lechem lechem aparim. This belongs to everybody. It's not a private thing at all. So Rabbi Yezi says, no, we believe that we can have volunteers and they will wholeheartedly give it over to the Beis HaMikdash. Amru loy, they said back to him, since, don't you agree that it has to be Mishal Tzibur? And therefore, if you're going to have people, volunteers, there's not going to be a total Tzibur here because they're going to feel they have some chelik in it. And that's no good. Okay,